Saturday saw a large turnout of voters yearning to exercise their franchise. 13 candidates are contesting for the presidency. Voting was scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. local time, but delayed at some polling stations due to a late arrival of voting materials. According to the Electoral Commission of Sierra Leone, there are 16 electoral districts with 11,800 polling stations and more than 3,600 polling centers across the country. Results are expected to be announced in 48 hours. The elections are centered around many issues, including the economy, unemployment, agriculture, and food security. Abdul Waris Musa is among the many young people who voted in Saturday's polls.
Most for me and many others, we are very much excited because we stand for change and we are expecting change in this year's election. We definitely we are going to vote for the development of this country, not for party sake or whatever.
Many young people are registered to vote and many first-time voters are excited to exercise their franchise. However, 19-year-old Jason Robert says he registered for the elections but cannot vote due to his religious beliefs.
As a Jehovah's Witness, we should not be in any kind of political issues. We believe that there is no human that can satisfy everybody needs as a government.
With recent reports of violence, there are many concerns about peace and security. Ansumana Keita heads the Building a Nation campaign, an initiative aimed at fostering peace and national cohesion.
In the campaign, we have our slogan, which is Peace for Day. Peace for Day is a local term, meaning there must be peace. Everybody deserves to support a political party, but let there be peace. And the campaign seriously advocating on politicians misleading and misusing the young people of this nation.
Keita further explains that they engaged young people in entertainment and sport to pass on their message. A candidate needs to secure 55% of vote cast to win on the first ballot. If no candidate meets the threshold, a runoff will be organized in 2 weeks. For VOA Africa, I'm Eric Kawa in Freetown.